The gist. The Bezisterim Address LC clinical trial that Solve ME's recent webinar focused on is a big, juicy trial that is going to tell us much. Biovi, the drug company producing Bezisterim, glommed onto long COVID because the inflammation looked so much like what it had seen in Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. The trial leader, Biovi's Dr. Penny Markham, has a close relative with long-standing ME/CFS. The trial, funded by the Department of Defense through the Congressionally Directed Medical Research Program, stands out in its expense, $13 million, its large size, over 200 people, and its rigor, including a four-week pre-trial period in which participants will be assessed to ensure they have long COVID. Plus, the Bezisterim trial may be the first time a drug company is testing a new, non-FDA-approved drug in a major trial. Dr. Michael Peluso of UCSF believes the trial will be a trailblazer for long COVID, opening the way for other similar studies to take place. Bezisterim is unusual in that it seeks to turn off inflammation by interrupting very basic inflammatory pathways. Because the drug aims to regulate the immune system, not suppress it, it produces few side effects. Its ability to pass through the blood-brain barrier potentially allows it to reduce neuroinflammation. Plus, given recent study findings, its ability to stabilize insulin may be helpful in diseases like long COVID, ME/CFS, and fibromyalgia. Plus, the trial will measure 400 biomarkers of inflammation immunity, biomarkers of neurodegeneration, metabolic dysfunction, and DNA methylation, epigenetics. To learn more about long COVID and to find a signal that tells Biovi who will benefit. It can be a little hard watching long COVID get the big bucks while ME/CFS continues to get slim pickings. But the amount of money pouring into long COVID simply dwarfs that provided for ME/CFS. The way is long for the ME/CFS community, but everything we know suggests that advantages in long COVID will ultimately benefit ME/CFS as well. Long COVID patients between the ages of 18 and 64 with cognitive and fatigue problems who have had long COVID for less than 2 years can participate. Participants cannot have had ME/CFS or fibromyalgia before getting long COVID. You cannot take LDN for a month before the trial. This is a phase 2 trial. If it's successful, the company will move on to phase 3 trials and attempt to become the first drug to get FDA approval for long COVID. 5 trial sites are open now, but 19 trial sites will ultimately be available. The trial is moving fast and is expected to be complete by early 2026. Find out how to participate here at the link in the text version of The Gist. Thanks for listening.